This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
Good. I want to get one of the blueberry and one of the pear ginger
muffins. Yeah. Anything to drink?
It's another morning at the new Flower Bakery and Cafe in Cambridge, one of three flowers owned by pastry chef Joanne Chang. When she's not supervising her bakeries, she helps her husband run their South End restaurant, Myers and Chang. Joanne Chang isn't just a respected pastry chef locally. She actually beat Food Network star Bobby Flay in a sticky bun contest on his national TV show, Throwdown.
I have to tread very lightly when I walk into Boston because people know that I like the Yankees very much. However, I have to say that Boston, right this second, is beating New York in the sticky bun rivalry for sure. And it's all because of Joanne Chang.
Well, now Chang is sharing that recipe and dozens of others in her first cookbook. It's called Flour, Spectacular Recipes from Boston's Flour Bakery and Cafe. And we caught up with Chang recently to watch her in action.
So I'm making cheddar scallion scones. This is one of our most popular breakfast offerings at the bakery. For me, I am always shocked when people say they want something savory to eat for breakfast because I have a sweet tooth. But after we opened Flour, a lot of people came to me and said, I really wish you had something savory. So we came up with this recipe, which is just a savory riff on all of our scones. And I've got flour that I'm putting into our KitchenAid mixer. I've got the paddle attachment, and then there's some baking soda and baking powder, a little bit of salt, and some cumin. And then I also have cornmeal, and the cornmeal adds a really nice texture to these scones. And then I have some chopped scallions and some cheddar cheese. I'm just going to get that going in the mixer just on low, just to mix and combine everything. Okay, so now that the cheese and the scallions are all mixed into the dry, I'm putting in some cold butter chunks. And the key to a nice flaky scone is you don't want to mix the butter entirely into the scone batter. You want to keep some of the butter in nice big chunks. And what happens is that butter, when it mixes into the scone dough, if you keep some of the butter into chunks, that creates flakes in your scone. So you end up with a nice flaky scone. While that's going, I'm going to mix together in a small bowl. I have an egg, and I have some buttermilk. I'm going to turn off that mixer because the butter's now in good-sized pieces. And then I have creme fraiche. Creme fraiche is very similar to sour cream. It's definitely a lot richer, and it has a really awesome nutty flavor and taste. Creme fraiche is really easy to make at home. But if you don't have creme fraiche, you can substitute sour cream. So I'm mixing those three together. I'm going to dump that into the dry ingredients on low speed. And immediately, the dough is going to come together into a scone dough. And at this point, I'm just going to keep an eye on it very carefully. And I turn it off after I see almost all of the dry has been mixed in. And to finish it off, I'm just going to press the scone dough at the bottom of the mixer and then give it a flip and press again, give it a flip and press again. And that way I'm getting all of this dry mix by hand into the scone dough. Now I've got the scone dough mix, so I have a cookie sheet. I'm going to take the scone dough and just press it out into a round pizza-like package. And then with a knife, I'm going to score this. So I'm going to cut it in half, like a pizza pie that's been cut into eight. And what'll happen is these wedges will bake together, but then when they come out of the oven, I'll have it pre-scored so then I can cut along the scoring. Now I have an egg yolk with a pastry brush, and I'm just going to brush the tops of this with a little bit of egg yolk. And this makes sure that the scone bakes off nice and golden. Okay, so these are the scones, and they're ready to go into the oven. Yep, and we have some beautiful flakes, great pieces of scallion, and some cheddar cheese that's all melted into pockets. Mmm, perfect. Delicious.
And joining us in the studio now is Joanne Cheng. Welcome to Radio Boston, Joanne.
Thank you.
Listeners, we're taking calls. If you have a question about your favorite pastry from flour, you want to find out how much butter goes in there, you can call and talk to Joanne Cheng. Or if you're a budding chef or a baker who wants to try to make it in the food business, give us a call, 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Or you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston. Joanne, those scones you made, cheddar scallion scones, our producer Jess Alpert was there with you when you
yes.
made them. She said that one thing that surprised her was that you actually confessed that you actually like sweet much better than savory, that you think breakfast is just a sweet time, it's not a savory time.
It's so true. In fact, hearing myself take a bite of the scone and say, yum, is a little funny because I don't even think about eating savory in the morning. And it was about 3 or 4 months into opening the first flour in the South End that we started to get a lot of customers saying, what about something with bacon or what about something with scallions? And I was like, why? But we finally had enough people that insisted that we came up with this version of our scone, which is very popular, I will admit.
I want you to tell our listeners a little about your background because it's interesting and it's really not conventional. It doesn't involve a baking school degree
sure.
or anything like that. Tell me if I'm wrong about this. You grew up in Tulsa, Denver, and Dallas.
Exactly.
Taiwanese American family.
Correct.
Fairly traditional Chinese household.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. My parents are very traditional. When I was in high school, it was expected that I was going to go to college and ideally an Ivy League college. I applied to a bunch of schools, got into Harvard, and was kind of just expected that I would go, which was fine. I had been in Dallas for a while and was eager to leave Texas and try, you know, see something other parts of the United States. Came to Boston, loved it, and I loved studying math and economics.
You're a math econ major.
Exactly, exactly. And it was great. And when I graduated, I got a job as a management consultant and spent 2 years, you know, learning about telecommunications and insurance and a bunch of other industries. And it was a really great job, but it wasn't something that I could see myself doing long term.
So you made a major career change.
A huge change, which I think at that, I mean, now I look back and I think, wow, you know, how did I have the guts to do that? But I think I didn't know better. You know, I was 23, 24.
When it's still less scary to
exactly.
make big turns of direction.
Exactly. No kids, no husband, no mortgage, nothing, actually. You know, rent payment and telephone payment. And I thought, I'll try it for a year. If it doesn't work out, I'll come back.
But you didn't go to cooking or baking school. You just got a
Correct.
Job in the food business.
Exactly. I got a job at Biba with Lydia Shire. And one of the reasons why I decided not to go into cooking school was, honestly, I had just spent... I don't remember how much it was. My parents were very, very kind and paid for all of my college. But they, you know, had just spent all this money on my education. And the idea of, you know, going to them and saying, you know what, I want to go to school again. I just didn't really think that would, especially since I wasn't sure it was going to be a career. I thought, I'll try this for a year. And if I need to go to school, then I'll go to school.
But you ended up apprenticing, basically, with some very big names in Boston. As
Correct.
You said, Lydia Shire. You were also, you were at Rialto. You
Yep.
were at Mistral for a while.
Exactly, exactly.
And so then you opened a bakery. That Exactly. has turned into 3 bakeries and a restaurant.
Right.
One of the ironies about you having a bakery is that apparently you really didn't have a lot of sweets when you were a kid, yet somehow you've turned out to make a life making sweets.
Well, I didn't have a lot of sweets as a kid, but that was not by choice.
That was your parents.
Exactly. That's the traditional Taiwanese part of my upbringing. A lot of Taiwanese meals do not end with dessert. I mean, we don't even think about it. And growing up, I didn't even realize that, you know, after you eat your dinner, there's another course because we would just end. And I was probably in my, you know, I was 10 or 11, maybe early teens, when I would start going to my friends' houses and we would have dinner and then there would be another course and it would be apple pie or cookies or cupcakes. I was like, what is going on? And I loved it. And it kind of it awakened my sweet tooth, which I didn't even know existed.
You realized what you had been deprived of
exactly.
your whole childhood. We have someone who's posted a comment on our website. This is Crystal. And she writes, I go into the flour at Fort Point Channel at least twice a day, partly because the folks at the counter are always so friendly. Is this an important aspect of your business, or do you just give them unlimited baked goods to keep them so friendly and outgoing?
They're all on a sugar high. That is so sweet to hear. It is a huge part of my business. It's one of the things I wanted to do, not just have a bakery that sold great baked goods, but also have a bakery that offered really good service. And part of the way we do that is, I mean, my staff means everything in the world to me, and they work so hard, and I really spend a lot of time trying to make sure that they enjoy coming to work, because I believe that if they're happy coming to work, then they're going to give the type of service that I would want if I were to walk into a cafe. So that's definitely a huge part of what we try to do. And the staff, they're like a big family. family. They're really awesome.
You recently wrote a cookbook, and you know, these are big endeavors. It takes a lot of work, and I wonder if you felt like it was a required rite of passage to get to some next level in the restaurant baking world.
I didn't think about it that way, actually. I've been wanting to write a book for forever. Because I didn't have formal training in school, I learned a lot myself through books, and as I was reading books, I always thought to myself, wow, wouldn't it be great to someday get to the point where I can write my own book? So it wasn't so much a rite of passage as something that I just always hoped that I would be able to do. So when I finally got to the point where I could do it, I went for it.
We have a caller from Brockton. This is Jackie. And Jackie, you have a question for Joanne Chang?
I do. I'm a huge fan of Myers & Chang. I've been there several times and always recommend it to people coming into Boston. And so my question is, in your new book, in your new cookbook, which I'm excited about, are you looking to include any recipes from Myers & Chang, or is it going to be solely based on the stuff you do at Flower?
And Myers & Chang, of course, is the restaurant you co-own with your husband, Chris Myers, in the South End. It's Chinese fusion, I think, is how
exactly.
You describe it.
It's more Pan-Asian than fusion, but it is an Asian restaurant. Thank you so much. The book is actually just focused on baking. There are two recipes in there that we serve at the restaurant. There's a coconut cream pie and a spice cake. But the actual book is only baking. But I am trying to get my publisher to consider doing a Myers & Chang book. So I'm hoping to follow this up with a savory cookbook.
One thing that struck me as I was flipping through the cookbook is in some ways it's very, maybe the word's disillusioning, because you suddenly realize just how much butter, creme fraiche is in the things that you love. And I think
it's
takes
true.
A little bit of the pleasure factor away when
yeah.
you see what's in there. Were you worried about that disclosure, making it all transparent? Here's what goes into those things you love.
No. I mean, it is something that when people ask me, you know, face to face, wow, you know, this is so good, what's in here? I always tell them, you don't really want to know. But I think that, you know, it's necessary. And we have a couple things in the book that are low fat, or even non-fat, but for me, fat carries flavor, and it's one of the things that make the things at Flower taste so great.
Exactly. You have said that you think aspiring bakers should want to start at the bottom, which is kind of where you started.
Absolutely.
Why do you think that?
I think that, you know, just in the last, maybe it's 5 or 6 or 7 years, the whole celebrity chef phenomenon has kind of hit all of us. And when I see a lot of kids coming either from culinary school or just straight from, you know, cooking at home and wanting to own a bakery immediately and become a pastry chef immediately, it concerns me because I feel like they don't have the background that they need in order to do the things that we love to do as pastry chefs. And I really feel like it's important to start from the ground up and learn how to peel an apple properly, you know, learn how to zest a lemon properly. I wouldn't change it.
We have another caller who has a question for you. This is Sally from Brookline. Sally, what's your question for Joanne Chang?
I want to know if your banana bread recipe is included in your cookbook, because it's the best place to get a
Thank you. It is. In fact, it's listed as Flower's Famous Banana Bread, because it is one of the things that we do at Flower that seems to really hit a nerve with people, and so many people say how much they enjoy it. So it is in the book.
Joanne, very quickly, do you have a favorite recipe in here?
Oh, that's like asking if I have a favorite kid. I love the Fig Newton recipe. I love the coffee ice cream recipe. I love the crostata recipe.
Can't pick one. Thank you, Joanne, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Joanne Chang is pastry chef and owner of the three Flower and Bakery cafes in Boston and Cambridge, as well as co-owner of the restaurant Myers & Chang in Southend. She also has a new cookbook out. Joanne, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
You can hear more about this and see her scone recipe at publicradiokitchen.org. That's WBUR's food blog. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.